Cape Talk, the Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, who joins us then for the last time this week. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abs. Ça va très bien, merci.
All right. Talking about human rights campaigners, apparently they are talking, or rather, let me put it this way. What is the latest when it comes to human rights campaigners in Egypt?
Well, you know, they've had 15 executions there since the start of the year. Now, the death sentence is passed quite easily and lifted in many, many cases. We've had that as, you know, don't always believe what you hear when the court pronounces. But three people were hanged this month for the 2014 killing of a judge's son in the Nile Delta, the town of Mansoura. A human rights activist say that there was torture and unjust trials involved in this. And on Wednesday, the nine people were executed for the death of a top prosecutor back in 2015, Hisham Barakat. His car was hit by a car bomb. Now, the Amnesty International is calling that trial of those people a monument to unfair trials. So, you know, one thing to be tough as Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is, but another thing to see the dispensing of justice, you know, in such an offhand way. Very worrying because, I mean, Egypt, of course, now the current chair of the African Union, and they're hauling out their stadia for the CAF Cup that they're going to be hosting. Very proud and rightly so of things that they've achieved. But this issue of executions, I mean, when you do have the death penalty, and you're not really sure that the people you're condemning to death are guilty, very, very worrying. Yes?
Absolutely worrying, Jean-Jacques. And talking about Zambia, though, I never thought that actually go through with it, but the opposition parties have reported the president to the ICC.
You know, the reports we've had that we've dealt with on a daily basis of President Edgar Lungu is very authoritarian, you know, and the opposition's accusing him of instigating political violence, Hakainde Hichilema, you know, the opposition leader. He's saying that police tried to assassinate him when he was out campaigning just recently. And they all say that oppression has increased under President Edgar Lungu. Now, I have to say, to take him to the ICC is one thing because, you know, the number of cases that they've had to throw out lately for lack of evidence and lack of witnesses and so on, the ICC has hardly had a stellar record of prosecutions. But it's a point they're making, I think. And, you know, maybe this is just going to reinforce the feeling of African leaders when they gather at the AU, you know, to say, well, you know, if the ICC is going to be used for political purposes, perhaps it's time to get out. You know, we look at South Africa's reviewing its situation with the ICC. We were one of the original members to ratify it, but we're saying, you know, is it exactly serving the purpose that it's supposed to be?
And talking about Rwanda, from one or rather from a decade where we continue to talk about the deaths in the country, all of a sudden we are talking about positive things. Apparently they're going to extend their plastic ban.
You know, the thing is, as there are many, many positive things about Rwanda. I'm the number of people that come back saying, hey, we noticed how clean the place is, how orderly it is, and so on. And then you say, well, what about their human rights? And, well, no, we don't really know about that. But the fact is they do have a parlous human rights situation, but they worked and have had since 2008 this ban on plastic. And that's it, very close to my heart. You know, single-use plastic. Now, they want to ban single-use plastic altogether and have a two-year the manufacturing of it and have a two-year moratorium and then stop it completely after that. Even though they stop plastic bags, you can't take plastic bags into Rwanda and you can't make them there either. But there's things like mineral water and juice bottles, straws. Those are particularly found, you know, all over the place. Trying to avoid using those, obviously. And single-use dishes. These are things that they want to cut out. So they can cut out plastic entirely fantastic, or single-use plastic, fantastic. It's a huge, huge mountain to climb, though. I saw also, I was watching on BBC a piece about recycling, but really upping the recycling quite aggressively in Côte d'Ivoire, which is very interesting, you know, from 2 tons to 9 tons. They really are. And then giving people rewards, sort of gifts, for bringing in plastic to recycle. So it seems to be taking a vanguard role, the Côte d'Ivoire, in recycling plastic. You know, it's all very well to cut back on the use of it, but so little of it gets recycled. And that's why we have this mountain. The fact that we have more, the weight of plastic in the oceans is greater than the weight of marine life.
Absolutely fantastic to hear, though, Monsieur. Listen, thank you so much for joining us once again this week. We chat again with you next week. That being said, à la semaine prochaine, Monsieur.
À la semaine prochaine et bon week-end, cher collègue.